We're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. President Trump's unwillingness to accept defeat helped lead to the Stop the Steal efforts and the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. For many observers, that was a clear sign the Republican Party's infighting had reached a level that could cause it electoral problems for at least the next couple of cycles. But in a new column, the Republic's Phil Boas writes that recent developments, including Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Georgia, are helping stem that tide. Boas spoke with my co-host Steve Goldstein about his reasoning.
Anybody interested in politics ought to remember Easter weekend of 2021, because that is the moment, that is the weekend when the Republican Party got up off the mat and started to stand up for itself again. And that is after the Republican apocalypse, which has been the last 5 months. And I didn't expect this soon. I didn't think it was possible. I thought that the Republican Party could be in the wilderness for a decade. But think of what happened in the last 5 months. The Republicans lost the White House. They lost the Senate. You got this phony baloney with Stop the Steal and Trump claiming that the election was stolen. And then that led to the raid on the U.S. Capitol that Americans were appalled at and should have been. And it just seemed like, you know, that the party had no future. I mean, people were really wondering, you know, is the Republican Party going to survive this? Well, the past weekend is showing signs of a Republican spring, and that the party is coming back and is probably going to be formidable in the midterms and in the 2024 election for the White House.
Now, one point you make has to do with MLB deciding to move its All-Star game out of Georgia in relation to some of the voter laws that were passed and signed into law there. One thing you're saying is that the legislature in Georgia actually modified or moderated a lot of those laws. And so there was an overreaction by the left. And you're saying that is part of the compelling reason that Republicans are bouncing back, right?
Right. Joe Biden overreacted, and he was calling it the new Jim Crow, and he got the details wrong on the law. And so even, CNN was calling him out. The Washington Post was calling him out. They gave him four Pinocchios. And what a lot of people didn't understand about the Georgia law, that some of the Georgia leadership, the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, are all Republicans who stood up post-presidential election against Trump, and they defended the integrity of Joe Biden's victory. So, if this was Jim Crow, these were not Jim Crow Republicans who were leading this. There were concerns about the integrity of the vote in Georgia and the problems of the vote. The 2020 election in Georgia had been a disaster, huge long lines and lots of problems with the management of the election. And then you also had new rules that were set up in the pandemic that needed to be codified in law. And the legislature had to, put some regulation to it. And so that was not understood a lot about the Georgia reforms and the law that happened. What was really important, though, was Major League Baseball comes along and they pull their All-Star game. And usually the way the script goes on this is that the Fortune 500, corporate America, comes along and tries to stomp down a Republican legislature for their over-the-top conservative law, and they fold. Well, Georgia didn't fold, and Brian Kemp, the governor there, calls a press conference with all the leadership, the Republican leadership behind him, and he says, "We're not giving an inch. We're not changing. We're not going to apologize for making elections easier and more secure." And that was huge for the GOP.
Phil, at the end of the column, you bring up Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has been in the crossfire, let's say, a lot of, as far as national media, by saying he opened up Florida too soon, he didn't take it seriously enough. And there are still some people who believe that. There are even some people in the center and even to the right who think maybe that was the case. But he's getting high marks, fighting back against a 60 Minutes story that apparently wrongly reported a deal he made with a supermarket chain down there. Why do you think DeSantis is going to emerge here as a political winner?
So what happened last weekend is 60 Minutes does this expose of DeSantis, and they miss widely. Democrats in Florida were standing up for the Republican governor, DeSantis, there, saying that 60 Minutes got it all wrong. But what this was doing was putting a powerful light on DeSantis within the Republican Party. DeSantis stood up to the national media, and that got him attention that was already beginning to build. And DeSantis is a guy who can unite the Trump Republicans and the establishment Republicans. He has the courage to stand up to the radical left, but he also has the chops of, you know, having gotten a Harvard and Yale educations, having served in the military. He's a lot more disciplined, a lot smarter than Trump.
But there is still the shadow, not just of former President Trump, because he will just be around because he's that kind of character. But when it comes to still the images of January 6th and still the Stop the Steal, why is that perception going to go in the background, in your opinion, so that people like DeSantis or situations like in Georgia will actually turn out to be wins for the GOP?
I do think the Republican Party made a huge mistake because they embraced a demagogue in Donald Trump. And there is a price that has to be paid and exacted for having done that. And they are paying the price. But I think you're beginning to see a recognition. And I think the Democrats have helped do this because the Democrats have run so far left so quickly that they're almost creating an understanding out there in the great unwashed why we need a conservative counterpoint to all of this. And so that's going to help unite the party as well. And that we need the contest of ideas in this country to keep us all honest. Nobody owns the truth. The left doesn't own the truth. The right doesn't own the truth. And they need to test each other.
We will see how this conversation continues. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thank you as always. Take care.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.